Brett Tanner, Tanner Financial, the Chambers Plan. And how are you feeling, by the way?
Feeling good. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, walked like 400,000 steps at Cabot. And, yeah.
Is that your first time out there?
It is. Yeah, got a nice nice wind burn. It was 12 degrees, wind chill of like 6.
Right.
Really?
It's, you know, 70, 80K winds the first day, so it was interesting. Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to get out to Cabot Links. It really is, for golfers in Canada, one of the, you know, sort of the destination, you know, places that people always talk about going. And I just happened to, like, I've known guys that just did what you did, had sort of like really blustery weather and rain, but we had 3 or 4 days of just great weather. Forget the golf, Fred. It's worth going out there. It's one of the, some of the most spectacular views in the country are those cliffs out there.
I've done the Cabot Trail, and that golf course doesn't it have that big majestic clubhouse that you can see for a long?
No, that's you're probably thinking of I don't know, Highlands, whatever.
Oh, anyway, but, yeah, but I've done it. Is some of the vistas are just amazing.
Yeah, it's stunning. So BT, I'm just looking for my notes here about what we wanted to talk about today. Of course, the Chamber Plan has been a supporter of ours for some time, and you tell us where you want to go with this.
Yeah, I thought Mariana was going to join us, but I don't see
her. Oh, wait a minute. Yet. I got Mariana right here. Stand by.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Mariana Bakarova. Oh, thank goodness. I was like, who's that? let's get Mariana on here, because Mariana's going to talk about some stuff. Mariana. I was like, well, I don't know who Mariana is. It's okay, Brett. We're all getting old. I just mentioned to Fred that Bill Hertz is back in town. So
yes.
We're going to arrange. I'm seeing him this weekend, so I'm going to arrange a round with you, me, Freddie, and Bill.
Sounds good.
Because he's only in town for a couple months. He's basically Mexican now. He lives in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican Bill.
As long as he's got the hat, eh?
Oh, yeah. Mariana.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Mariana.
There's Mariana.
There we go.
Hi, everybody.
Yes. So I thought, you know, we're always talking about the Chamber Plan and how great it is financially for all our members that are on it. But one of the big things I think a lot of people don't realize is all the mental health tools that are available as part of the program. And, you know, it's not just a buzzword these days, but certainly we're getting calls from firms that are looking for employee benefits. And one of the first things sort of out of the gate is, you know, what mental health support things do you provide? So I thought this morning it would be great if we could bring on an expert in mental health. And,
that's right.
And also part of the provider of some of the resources that are available with the Chamber Plan from Teladoc. So
Brett, I finally found the notes. Mariana is a mental health as a background, teaches a course on the psychology of relationships at the U of T. She has a degree from Harvard and is the marketing director for the mental health products at the Chamber Plan. Mariana, thanks for joining us. What are some of the challenges that you're seeing with employees? And maybe you can talk a little bit about how great it is that this is available to employers to offer to their employees.
Absolutely. So I think it's no surprise, and everyone's been through the pandemic. It's been a rough few years. And I think we're in the phase now where we're in like post-pandemic, everyone's starting to enjoy life, but that comes with a lot of anxiety, and it's coming with depression too, because the social ties that we've been missing for the last 3 years during the pandemic, not all of them made them through. We know that divorce rates went up. There are a lot of relational ties that sort of broke apart during the pandemic, and relationships, having positive relationships, is certainly a really important aspect of mental health. And we also can't, you know, I think denounce the importance of just how much our daily life shifted during the pandemic. And so now we're seeing the post-pandemic of mental health issues. So we've seen depression go up, we've seen anxiety go up in all ages, in all categories. So in terms of the importance of mental health and supporting employees who have mental health issues, I think, you know, the time to act was yesterday, but it's better to act today and tomorrow if you haven't yet put a plan into place. So I can tell you a little bit about the offerings that we have at Teladoc Health. And we actually just ran a study, which I'll be, you know, happy to talk to you about at a future point, just about Canadians and their access to mental health resources. We know that on average, I think 50% of Canadians wait at least 1 month to access any sort of mental health community resources that are available to them. So that's still 1 month waiting. But what we conducted in our research and found is that even when people do get treatment, they're not super confident in the treatment that they're getting. That's when they actually do get treatment, when they've waited that 1 month to see a, you know, psychologist or a therapist in their community, or they've waited 6 months to see a psychiatrist. Not all of them are exactly, you know, happy with the treatment plan or with their diagnosis. So one of the programs that we offer at Teladoc Health is called Mental Health Navigator. This is it's truly a differentiated product. There's nothing like this in the market, because we basically pair an employee with a mental health navigator that gives them resources in the community and resources in general about, you know, what they're what they might be suffering from. But the more important, you know, aspect of Mental Health Navigator is that we get psychologists and psychiatrists to carefully review each employee's diagnosis and treatment plan, obviously if they, you know, want to pursue this, and they deliver a personalized action plan. So there might be a diagnosis change, there might be a treatment plan change. And we see that this is super important for depression, because a large number of people who are on depression medication, I think on average it takes 3 or 4 medications to finally get to the right one, to finally start seeing relief. So it's sort of like if you start baking in all of the wait times that it takes to see somebody, and then knowing that you're not on the right medication, then you probably won't be for a long time. A program like this is invaluable, I think, because you get a second opinion essentially in a very expedited way. So that's one of our programs, and then I can tell you a little bit about our other one.
What the My Strength?
Yes. So My Strength is important because guess what? Even though everybody's talking about mental health, not many people are actually comfortable talking about their own mental health. So My Strength is a fully digital program. It means you can do it 24/7 in the middle of the night. If you can't sleep and you're having sleep issues, you log into your Teladoc app, you go to My Strength, and you can access specific programs that are helpful to you in the moment. Like, it's an in the moment tool, which is phenomenal. What I think is interesting about My Strength is that when you start the program, you'll be asked specific questions. These questionnaires actually help tailor recommendations to you. So if you don't know if you're feeling depressed, you might think I'm feeling a little bit blue, you'll have a questionnaire at the beginning of the, basically once you sign on to My Strength. And then when you go through the questionnaire, you'll have, tailored services within the app that speak directly to you, and the results are phenomenal. So for depression, for instance, 53% reduction in depression for people who go through the program. And this is fully digital. You do have a coach who's available to support you if you want to. If you're more, you know, you don't really want to speak to someone, you just want to seek evidence-based resources that help you at your own pace, this is a phenomenal program.
And just another reason, like, we've been part of the Chamber Plan. Not only Marianne has the Chamber Plan and a sponsor on our show, but we've been part of it as a small business for many years now. And this is just another element that is sort of differentiates the Chamber Plan from a lot of others. And as I said in my introduction and my first question, it really is one of those things that employers, Brett, can offer their employees, as Marianna says, you know, at a time like, you know, years ago it wasn't talked about, but now it's become so much part of the conversation in our culture. And a lot of companies aren't able to articulate it the way that the Chamber Plan is, Brett. And this is all just part of it, as part of the ongoing support the Chamber Plan gives its employees. Yes.
And, you know, one of the things that's kind of interesting here is most of these resources are included with all Chamber Plans. Mental Health Navigator comes with the health benefit, but Teladoc My Strength comes with all programs that we have, and both at no additional cost. But what we see on our employee assistance program through Arete is that people are not necessarily using all the resources. So the great thing about adding these Teladoc products is now people can sort of go outside of, you know, they don't necessarily have to use the EAP. They can do some of the stuff digitally. If they're not comfortable talking to somebody yet, they can start to feel their way around whether they need to get help and so on and so forth. And then they can move on to the mental health navigator. Maybe they are getting help, but they're not getting the result they need. And this will help them move to the next stage and find other resources to sort of get the assistance that they really need. And these things help, you know, there's a lot of intangibles for employers, which is, you know, people tend to be more engaged when they're at work. They tend to show up more often. They're more productive if their mental health is not suffering. So, you know, these things are intangibles that sort of actually financially help small businesses and, well, all businesses, frankly. And so we're really kind of proud of the sort of stepped care program that the Chambers plan has put together. And Teladoc's a big part of that with these new additional pieces.
Well, that's right. And we often describe it as very progressive. And it's true because, a mentally healthy employee, as you say, is a more productive employee. And again, what we've been through over the past couple of years, thank goodness we're not back when the stigmas were attached and all these people are suffering without the ability to get help or, you know, wanting to admit they need help. That's all changed. And again, this is just so progressive and logical.
Yeah. And as we say, always check the chamber plan online. Brett, great talking to you. I see in the note now, I guess I looked at it. I didn't realize you were, we'll try and arrange golf. I can't do it today, obviously, but we're going to do it in the next couple of weeks, you, me, and Bill. Mariana, I know this isn't really part of it, but I'm just curious, like, when you're talking to people and they're telling you about what they've done and stuff, how quickly do you slip in, I have a degree from Harvard? Because if I had one, like, it would be like, how I would try and do that at the grocery. Oh, do you have any? You mean with my degree from Harvard?
yeah, as often as I can, really.
Well, it's great talking to you. And Mariana, thanks for, I hope we get a chance to talk to you again, because it's great. It's great information. And it does show us that the chamber plan is, as Freddie say, progressive and a little bit ahead of the curve. Thanks, guys. And take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Brett, I'll send you a note when we can figure out the golf. Thanks very much. Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would, if I had a degree from Harvard, that's all I would be saying to people. Oh, is that right? Is that like my degree from Harvard?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. It's like pilots, right? The joke is, how do you know you have a pilot at your party? Oh, don't worry. He'll tell you. That would be like me and my degree from Harvard. I'd be like, hey, nice to meet you. Was your name Howard? I'm sorry, did I say Howard? It's Harvard. Harvard Glassman. I would change my name. No, the gays. Say something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Yeah, there was a, you know, not that long ago, somebody in a workplace would never admit they were struggling with mental health because they might be afraid it would affect their employment status.
Yeah.
Especially, well, that's true. Again, you know, Generation Z, millennials and everything, you know, a lot that's been shoved onto their plate over the past few years. It's just great those resources are there. Really,
you know, and then there are people that, you know, didn't want to discuss their mental health in the workplace. And then there are people like me where the workplace said, we want to discuss your mental health.
Can we open the conversation?
That's right. Howard, I need you to come to my office. You really should see somebody. There's just